نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة دلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. أما بعد، we begin by praising Allah عز وجل. He is the one we worship, He is the one that we seek aid from, He is the one we turn to in forgiveness. However, Allah, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil of our own actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is none to mislead, and whoever is misled, there is none to guide him except Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. Amma ba'd. This Khutbatul Haja, which we keep repeating in every lesson, is because it's something that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to begin his lectures with, and the scholars revived it. And in this Khutbatul Haja in itself, there is a lot of lessons to be learned. And one of those lessons to be learned is that lesson where it mentions, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, I seek refuge. Yeah, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own actions and the evil of our own selves. As we know that the religion, the scholars, what they say is they put the religion into parts to make it easier to understand. They make it three levels. First is the aqidah, the belief. Okay. The second is worship. And the third is manners and behavior. Okay? So they start with aqidah, ibadah, wa akhlaq. Okay? The ulama. They bring this general division, that's the better word, a division to make it easier for us to understand. Okay? So they start with aqidah, the belief of the Muslim, of belief in Allah Azza wa Jalla and the rest of it, and worship. You need the ibadah, the fiqh of all the worshipping. And the third one is akhlaq, yeah, the manners and behavior. And really, truly, they're all together, yeah. But it makes it easier to prioritize certain things. So the first thing that we began when we first came here was the issue of aqidah and tawheed and these type of things. And then going on to worship, and now we're trying to cover some of the aspects of behavior, akhlaq and manners. Because this is the one thing that, mashallah, I've noticed here, that the brothers here, mashallah, in Male, have a very good brotherhood, mashallah, tabarakallah, and it's a very nice thing to see. And we know, like we covered the other day, that the shaitan will always try to come and split up the brothers, okay? So, yes, in aqidah, they're together. In manhaj, they're together, the methodology, the worship, okay? And how to implement the aqidah. And manners, they're together as well, because they love each other for Allah's sake. But sometimes what happens is that we let our guard down, and we become, forget, or shaitan comes in, and we start falling into things which we shouldn't fall into. Yeah, and this is the whole issue of akhlaq and behavior. Yeah, that's why I'm saying that even for the scholars, they put it into three divisions. They're one, really. We don't separate. We don't separate the manners from the worship and from the aqidah. All the Prophet ﷺ didn't split it. All of them have their importance, even though aqidah is the first thing, then worship, then akhlaq, mannerisms. The reason why I'm saying this is because this is something that we're trying to make the brothers aware of from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, so shaitan doesn't break us up, okay? So for example, there's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which is in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari and Muslim, from Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billah wal yawmil akhir, falyakul khayran aw liyasmut." Whoever believes in Allah and the final day, then he should say good or remain silent. You say good or remain silent. "Man kana yu'minu billah wal yawmil akhir, falyukrim jaruhu." So whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then he should be generous or to his neighbor. "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfuhu." Yeah, then whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then he should be generous to his guest. These mannerisms we know about, we read about them all the time, but to develop them, this is something else. Okay, to develop these adab and akhlaq is something else. It takes time. A few days ago, we were discussing with some of the brothers about, you know, developing your character. Developing your character. Yes, we can sit down and study books of Aqeedah, which is very important. Nobody's denying the importance. Very, very important. And the books of Manhaj, very, very important. But we also have to develop our character. Develop our character. And one of the ways of doing that is by reading books of Hadith. For example, we were discussing about reading Riyadh al-Salihin. Riyadh al-Salihin, as I'm sure you brothers already know, or maybe have already read, is a compilation, collection of Hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they begin with Hadith of Adab and Akhlaq, yani starting with Ikhlas and these type of things. But generally they focus on building the Muslim character. The Muslim character. Because the Sunni Salafi, he is strong on his Aqeedah. He's strong on his Manhaj. So the shaitan can't come and knock him off. Because he's aware of the Hizbis. He knows the path they fall into. Okay? But then shaitan comes and knocks him from the aspect of Adab and Akhlaq. So for example, maybe one of us, we might be joking with each other, like we do, because we're brothers. And we have lightheartedness to each other. And we don't mean anything bad. But sometimes that joke can go too far. So we have to be careful. Yeah, we have to be careful. I might say something to Abu Anas, and Abu Anas feels it. And I didn't think that, oh, he might feel it. Maybe I should have said it in a different way. Maybe I should have said it in a nicer way. I should treat my brother as I want to be treated. Really, for the Muslim, and this is covered in many hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah? None of you truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. So if you love to be treated nicely, you treat your brother nicely. Okay? These are very important, because sometimes, because we're brothers, we overlook, you know, we don't think, and we might say something. So you have to be very careful, very, very careful. And there's many, many hadith like this that talk about this. We're going to look at some of the athar, yeah, the statements of the Salaf and the Sahaba and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, about speech, yeah, because this is where a lot of us, yani, a lot of us fall short. Because our characters haven't developed, like this book Riyadh Salihin. If you read it, you'll find yourself developing in your character, getting higher and higher, because your character is becoming stronger. I remember there's a brother from England, it's probably well known to you, there's a brother who really was one of the brothers that brought the Manhaj Salafi to England. His name was Dawood Burbank. Yeah, Dawood Burbank. He was an English brother, and he studied in the Islamic University of Medina, and he came back to England. And he was really one of the first brothers to actually bring us the Manhaj Salafi, yani connecting up to the ulama. And I remember there was another brother that spoke to him and said, you know, Akhi, I think some of the brothers, we need to cover this area. We need to cover this area of akhlaq. Because the people, when they attack us, they say, oh, you people, you're too harsh. You don't smile at us, you don't do anything. Hizbi, we don't. Somebody who's Ahlul Bidah, we don't. But the general Muslims, we want to pull them closer. So we're soft and gentle with them. And then amongst ourselves, even more so. Even more so. You know, if you feel sometimes you might have said something wrong to a brother, you apologize. Yahi, I didn't mean it, please forgive me. Because the brotherhood is more important. That we keep, and we overlook our shortcomings. We're not talking about Aqeedah and Manhaj now, we're talking about Adab and Akhlaq, okay? So the brother, Dawood Burbank, he was teaching this, Riyadh Salihin, over some time. It took him a long time to teach that book, one lesson a week, he was teaching. And I remember I heard that he went and spoke to that brother, and he said, Jazakallah khair. He said, why? He said, because of when you gave that advice of Riyadh Salihin, we started it, we started teaching it, and now the brothers, akhlaq is much better. The brotherhood is much better, because their character is developing. You see, the character is developing, and this is what we need as Salafis. As Salafis, we need this, to build our strong character. Because the character will make us stick to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, not not just in aqeedah, not just in ibadah, but also in akhlaq, adab wa akhlaq, which is very important as well. So we're just looking at some of the narrations, just quickly inshallah, from Ayyub al-Ansari, who said, a man came to the Prophet and said, advise me and make it concise. So this man is saying to the Prophet, give me some advice and make it concise, make it brief. Yani, don't make it short, make it brief, yeah, simple. Make it simple. The Messenger said, when you stand to pray, then pray as if it is a farewell prayer. When you stand to pray, yeah, stand, then pray as if it's a farewell prayer. That's it, you're going to finish, that's it, that's the last prayer. So you concentrate, you have khushu, yeah, you're aware of what you're saying, you know who you're worshipping, your aqidah is strong, your belief and yaqeen is strong. Okay, then pray as if you've... Then he said, the Prophet ﷺ, do not say something for which you have to apologize tomorrow. Look at the advice. Do not say something for which you have to apologize tomorrow. So think before you speak to your Muslim brother, your Salafi brother. Be careful, because it might hurt him. You know, some of us, or most of us, we are very gentle, very soft. That's the other thing we have to take into consideration, yani, as Salafis. When we give da'wah to people, not everybody on the same level. Some people are higher, some people are lower. And never judge a book by its cover. They always say this, yeah? Never judge a book by its cover. Because you don't know. This, I met this Maldivian yesterday on another island. And he was in his job and everything. And he didn't have a bed. And where he was behaving with the kuffar and everything. This guy's terrible. I was sitting with him, talking with him. And I saw him this morning. And I said, oh, you're up early. He said, yes, I get up for Fajr every day. I was shocked. Then we're talking. He goes, yes, I try to do my 5 prayers every day. Sometimes I'm a bit weak. I was shocked. Then he started talking about, you know, he loves Islam. I was shocked. I said, subhanallah. You know, if you look at him and how he's behaving and everything, you think, oh, khalas, he's gone. But he was so, mashallah, he loved Fajr and everything, you know. So it really makes us aware when we're dealing with the people. So when we say something, we don't want to hurt that person. Intentionally or unintentionally. We don't want to hurt that person. We want to guide that person. Okay? So amongst the Salafis, it should be even more. Ya akhi, how are you? How's things? Come to my house. Brotherhood. Increasing your brotherhood. Come to my house for dinner. Here's a gift. You know, everything okay? Can I help you with something? You need to strengthen the brotherhood. Okay? Strengthen. Don't allow shaitan to tear us apart by what we say. Okay? So he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, do not say something for which you have to apologize tomorrow. And be aware of what you say before you say it. And do not have a want or hope for what other people have. You know, don't, if he's got it, alhamdulillah, yani Allah will give me one too. Don't want it and have a hope for it. Yani, same thing we discussed before about hasad, yeah? About hasad. Thinking about before speaking. Thinking before speaking, yeah? Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimullah, who said, they used to say, the tongue of a wise person is behind his heart. The tongue of a wise person is behind his heart. So if the tongue intended to speak, it would refer to its heart. What do you want to say first? Okay? And if the speech was in favor of the heart, it would speak. If that speech was against it, the tongue would withhold from speaking. Most of us, we just a little talk. Yani, it doesn't matter what we're saying, we just talk. We don't stop to think. Yeah? But we have to become our character. Yeah? Character is very strong. For example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, best of creation. You know, he would never leave the people, okay? He would make everybody feel special. He would make everybody feel special. He would never let anybody feel not special. Can you imagine? You know? He never let any... For example, there's a nice story as well. Sorry, this is going to take more than 10 minutes, yeah? There's a nice story, okay? Hadith. What happened? The Prophet ﷺ is sitting and he's talking and he's discussing things with his companions, his Sahaba. Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali radiallahu anhu, Uthman, the big Sahaba. Okay, they're discussing the affairs, the matters of the Ummah. All of a sudden, Anas walks in. Anas is a small boy, 9, 10 years old, small boy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns to him. Imagine, like, you know, the Sahaba, they're talking big issue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to him and said, Anas, where is your brother? Your little brother. He's taking into consideration, look, he's aware of his feelings. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my brother, he's very sad. I said, why? He said, he had a small sparrow, a small bird. Okay? And that bird died. So he's very sad. What did the Rasulullah do? He didn't say, okay, now let's carry on discussing. He didn't say, okay, go away, little boy, this is a small issue. The Rasulullah got up and said, Yalla, we'll go visit him. Subhanallah. Get up for a small boy who's sad. The Rasulullah got up to visit that boy. He went to visit that boy, and when he saw him, he gave him a very nice speech to make him happy. He said, Ya Aba Umair, Mada Fa'ala Nughair. Okay? Aba Umair, Abu Umair. He gave him a kunya. Gave him a kunya, Abu Umair. And what happened to Nughair? Nughair, a little bird. Okay? This is the hadith. This is mentioned in Fath al-Bari, in Bukhari, and other places as well. This one small hadith. Can you imagine? Small hadith. The scholars of hadith, they extracted, some scholars extracted about 60 points, some scholars 50, and other benefits from this one hadith. They wrote books on this one hadith. Yani, it shows the depth of understanding of the people of knowledge. Even in Fath al-Bari, Ibn Hajar extracted many, many benefits. Inshallah, we'll continue this story afterwards, after the lesson, inshallah. We see how many benefits we can get from this hadith ourselves, inshallah. But the shahid here, the point is that the Prophet ﷺ didn't let anybody feel, he made everybody feel special. Everybody feel special. So what the advice is here is that we don't want shaitan to come in and break up our brotherhood. Because our brotherhood is based upon Tawheed. It's based upon Aqeedah, the correct manhaj, the manhaj al-Salafi, adhering, sticking to the ulama, and dealing well with each other, behaving well with each other, not saying something that will hurt each other. Okay? Al-Hasan, he continues, he says, as for the ignorant person, then his heart is on the tip of his tongue, and it does not refer to his heart, and his tongue doesn't refer to his heart. Whatever comes on his tongue, he will say it. Okay, so that's the opposite person. From Yahya ibn Jabir, who said, a person never belittles someone due to a deficiency he has, except that Allah trials him with the like of that deficiency. Yani, a person, he says, oh, look at you. Oh, shorty, you're very short. Okay, it doesn't mean anything bad, but he said this thing, okay? And he said this thing about that person. And that person didn't like it. Why is Allah calling me short? Why am I shorty? Why this Allah made me like this? Why is he calling me this? He doesn't mean anything, but it can actually have harm, hurt somebody. If somebody keeps calling you shorty or something, some name, and if he's happy with it, that's different. And he says, okay, no problem, I don't mind, you know. But you've got to check first, be careful. That's the whole point here, be careful. So a person, if you belittle somebody because of a deficiency he has, then know that you will be trialed by that deficiency. Yani, in English we say, what goes around, comes around. Okay? What goes around, comes around. And this is for those people who do backbiting, gossiping, bad things. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, we don't have this because we, inshallah, are following the sunnah. We try to keep away. We fight ourselves against these things. Okay? Yani, these backbiting and gossiping. We know we people of sunnah, know we stick to the hadith. We try to be careful of it. But sometimes joking, we let our guard down. Oh, he's a brother. It doesn't matter. He won't mind if I call him something. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. How do you know? Okay? And maybe Allah will trial you with the same thing. Allah will trial you with the same thing. So here the point is that we have to be careful of what we do and what we say, and just be aware of what we say, because this is very, very important. And we'll end with that point, Yani, because the advice will tend to be very small anyway. So just to make ourselves aware of what we say and how we behave with each other, and if we do fall short, we turn to each other and ask each other, please brother, forgive me, I didn't mean it, I'll make it up to you, and these type of things, inshallah.